Our sermon text today was also our gospel reading, John 14, 25 through 27, and I'd like to read that again at this time. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, the last time that we saw the disciples, they were looking up. Why do you stand here looking up into the sky? The angel said to them as Jesus ascended into heaven. After a prescribed amount of time waiting at the Jewish Feast of Pentecost, the disciples would have a lot of work to do. And in order to do this work, the Holy Spirit would descend upon them, as we heard today in our second lesson. And that really gets us to the point the service has been making, the point that I'd like to spend some time on this morning, and that is descending spirit, ascending hope. This upward-downward motion of Pentecost fits the pattern of God, a pattern which God's people have come to know and expect, one that we heard Jesus allude to in the text, and one that we are still a part of today. But before we get into how it works for us today, let's see how it was established. In the beginning, God looked down and saw that everything he had made, and it was very good. And the Lord God bent down to create man. Adam from the clay of the ground, and Eve from Adam's rib. And then the Lord God smiled down upon what he had made. Adam and Eve, however, looked up towards God, but not high enough. That tree of the knowledge of life of good and evil got in their line of sight. And when they reached up for far less than what God had planned. When they reached, they fell. And they fell so far that when God looked for them, they were hiding in the bushes, covering themselves with the leaves of sinful rebellion. But once again, as would be the case repeatedly in the eons to follow, God bent down. God bent down to rescue Noah and his family with a wind that dried the land and a dove to show the way. God bent down to choose Abraham and his family. Look up, count the stars. The Lord Almighty invited him to do as an illustration of how many would descend from the old man. God bent down again to Jacob during his flight from his brother Esau by providing him the vision of a ladder to heaven, which was intended to lift Jacob's vision upward to heaven. God bent down to hear the cries of Israel's captive children in Egypt. Again, a wind from God was there at the Red Sea, and hopes for the promised land soared with songs of praise on the far shore. The Lord descended at Mount Sinai to claim his people by a solemn covenant. He descended to the tabernacle and later to the temple, where eyes were invited to follow the rising smoke of sacrifice. I will lift up my eyes. My help comes from the Lord, declares the psalmist. God looked down on their captivity in Babylon as well and raised their hopes again with freedom. And now, when the time had fully come, the Lord looked down again and sent his Holy Spirit to conceive in the Virgin Mary, the Christ. And Mary lifted up her voice at the angelic announcement. How you favor the weak and lowly one. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. Do you remember singing that this past Lenten season? Descending angels called the shepherds to look up. descending starlight did the same for the Magi traveling from afar. As God looked down once more, this time on his beloved Son, the Holy Spirit was sent as a dove, descending like a dove at our Lord's baptism, the beginning of a ministry in which the Lord looked down upon the weak and lowly, the sick and lame, the blind, the maimed, the deaf, the disheartened, the grieving, and any and everyone who looked for relief from sin's heavy load. Jesus gave them all reason to lift up their eyes and raise their hope as well. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. The Son of God looked up then in Gethsemane, again at Calvary, until his head fell and his eyes could see no more. But God Almighty saw and breathed the breath of life once more, and Christ looked up from death, alive, and raised the vision and hopes of all his followers as well. And that's where we stand today, at this far end of the long pattern of human beings looking up for help and hope, to whom the Lord looked down and sent his Spirit, that their hopes might yet be raised again. There have been almost 2,000 Pentecost Sundays since the Holy Spirit first descended in a dramatic way to those ancient apostles. And yet Jesus still tells you and me, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. In other words, on this day of Pentecost, 2018, look up. Look up, because the Holy Spirit has led you to know what Jesus said and did. Look up, because he's given you the peace your soul craves with God. Look up, because he told you not to be afraid and to not let your heart be troubled, because he is always with you. Look up, because his cross reminds you that no matter what you've done, God forgives. Look up, because his empty grave tells you that no matter what the problem, what the need, he not only has the power to help you, but he has the power to save and to win the victory for you, even if the enemy you are facing is death itself. Do you see the importance of the descending Spirit? Without him, we wouldn't remember or understand or even care what Jesus has said or done for us. And even if we did realize this, we wouldn't have the strength to lift up our eyes to heaven for help. But the Spirit of the Lord has descended to you. He shows you that our God is aware, that he does care about you and what you're going through, both big and small. He leads you to lift up your eyes, your hearts, your prayers to God's throne through his Son, who is our Savior, and then gets God to bend down and send exactly what you need to wherever you hurt, wherever you're in need, wherever you seek, all for your eternal good. This is true. It has always been true. It will always be true. It fits the age-old pattern followed since the beginning. So, dear Christians, lift up your eyes, lift up your hearts to what Jesus has said to you and has done to you. Isn't this just another way of saying, read the Word, take the sacrament, You may not see a dove or feel the wind or have your head adorned with fire, but your hopes will be lifted, for that is God's promise, and that is also in keeping with that blessed pattern of descending spirit, ascending hope. Amen. Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto eternal life. Amen.